ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
A confession. A memory. A lie. What if all three could be wrong? Forensic is a new series from All in the Mind, unpacking the hidden psychology of crime solving. Why innocent people confess? How memories can be rewritten? The science behind true crime. All in the Mind, Forensic. Search for All in the Mind on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
Picture yourself standing under a tree in Thailand. You're not in a thick tropical forest like you might find today. The country is quite open and dry. And now you hear footsteps. Slow, heavy footsteps, and turn to see a dinosaur as big as 9 elephants. Its neck swings all the way up to the highest branches of the tree where the dino starts munching. This is Nagatitan, the largest dino ever found in Southeast Asia. This is Lab Notes from ABC Radio National. I'm Jonathan Webb, and today I'm joined by Titiwut Setapaniksakun, who is a PhD student at University College London and the first author on the paper describing this new dinosaur. Hello, Titiwut.
Hiya.
Thank you very much for joining us. Now, I loved dinos when I was a kid. I have a 5-year-old who also loves dinos now. You got to grow up and never give that up. What was or is your favorite dino?
My favorite dinosaur. It's got to be a strange dinosaur such as Therizinosaurus. It's got these massive claws that people thought were used for, you know, hunting. But actually, we figured out that it's probably used it to pull down branches and things like that.
So tell me about this new dinosaur that you've been a part of discovering. What should we know about it and where was it found?
So the new dinosaur's full name is Nagatitan chiapumensis. It was found in northeastern Thailand in Chiapum province by local villagers back in 2016. The story goes that it was a kind of local charity event at the temple and they had gone out fishing. The local villager, Mr. Tanom Longnan, actually saw some bones peeking out from the edge of the pond.
Right.
And of course, he immediately kind of realized that there's something odd about this. He thinks they might be dinosaur bones, but he's not entirely sure. The villagers don't really believe him initially.
Oh, really?
So he spotted the pelvis first. So it's one of the largest blocks that we have of the bones. So it would have been very large, very kind of distinctly shaped. It would have looked really weird.
So he goes out on a limb and calls the authorities and they come in and investigate?
Pretty much, yeah. And excavation basically begins almost immediately. But in 2020, they ran out of funding.
Right. So things pause. And now it's 2026 and we're suddenly reading about this dinosaur. What changed?
So myself and my co-author, we had applied for the National Geographic Society grant, which gave us enough funding to not just reopen the site and finish the preparations of the fossils and the cast, but also even start public education in the local area to give back to the local community.
And at what point did you realize just how big a dinosaur you were dealing with?
The first time I laid eyes on the specimen, I was told it was big. And then I finally saw the humerus, the upper leg bone.
Right.
And it was taller than myself. And I had to kind of stop and go, okay, what have I gotten myself into?
I've seen a picture of you standing next to this bone. Is that the real bone or is that a replica of the bone?
So that's a replica of the bone itself.
Of the humerus. And it's definitely taller than you.
It is very much taller than me. It is 178 centimeters. I'm in the realm of 165.
So humerus, so upper front leg bone.
Upper arm.
Bigger than you.
Yeah. So that already tells me that, okay, this is something very big. Most of the bones take at least 4 people to lift.
Wow.
And move around.
And how many bones of the dino have you got?
There are in total 10 specimens that we've used to name the new dinosaur.
And how do you go about filling out the rest of the picture from that decent handful of, well, much more than a handful in this case, decent sized collection of bones, but far from the whole skeleton?
So we use the circumference of the humerus and the femur. There is a kind of a statistical correlation between those measurements and an animal's body mass, especially for quadrupeds.
Right.
And we use those measurements and the calculation to figure out that Naga Titan likely weighed roughly 27 tons and measured 27 meters.
Wow. That does seem big. You must have realized pretty quickly that this was going to be a record breaker for the region, for Southeast Asia.
Oh, absolutely. Even before I did the calculations, we very much quickly figured out, yeah, this is going to be the biggest. We were all very excited, but we also wanted to know what family of sauropod it belonged to. Sauropods are dinosaurs that have really long necks, long tails. They have columnar limbs. Their heads are actually quite small for their body size, and they tend to be very big.
Do we know, out of interest, if this was a fully grown adult?
It was likely an adult individual. All the bones that we see are fused together. In younger sauropods, they tend to be unfused, and you can kind of see all the sutures and things like that. The way we can actually really tell how old this dinosaur was would be to do a histology study. So we would make a core into one of the limb bones, and we would thin that into a very, very thin slice and look at it under a microscope and count as you would count tree rings, essentially.
But that hasn't been done yet.
Not quite. It is in the works. Yeah.
Yeah, right. How long would they live, these huge dinosaurs? And do we know what selective pressures drove them to become so big and have such long necks and tails?
So we suspect that sauropods probably lived for a decently long time, 60, 70 years probably.
Wow.
When they were born, they're quite tiny. Most of the eggs are probably about the size of a football or something like that.
Wow. So they start football-sized, and then they do a lot of eating and a lot of growing.
Exactly. They go through a very kind of rapid growth phase initially, where they get very big, very fast.
Why did they get so big, either here in Thailand or in other parts of the world?
So one of the many kind of ideas we have of why sauropods were likely evolving to be so big is because of kind of their body plan. You're able to, one, access resources that other dinosaurs couldn't by reaching up to the tops of trees. As you get bigger, you get hunted less because other theropod dinosaurs can't go after you, you're too big. And it creates this kind of feedback loop where evolution, essentially, it's driving sauropods to just get bigger and bigger because they're more successful when they're bigger and taller. But in the Cretaceous period, they truly get gigantic. And in our study, we compare other Asian sauropods, and we find that when Naga Titan shows up, there's this kind of spike of sauropods that exceed 20 tons in Asia in general. And then they kind of settle into this wide range of body masses where they can take up. So it can be as low as like 6 tons all the way up to maybe 30, 50 tons. And they keep going until the end of the Cretaceous period when the mass extinction occurs.
And then there's no dinos left.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask Titi Wood about your connection to this discovery. It sounds like you got involved fairly early on, but you're a PhD student from Thailand working in London. What's that connection like? It must be satisfying to work on something from home.
When I came up with my PhD project, it was also a passion project for myself. I wanted to work on dinosaurs from back home. That was always the childhood dream. I always told my high school teachers, like, I'm going to name a dinosaur. It's going to be from Thailand. That's going to be my first one. And here I am, you know.
And you did get to name it, right? You chose the name?
We selected it as a team, but essentially, yeah, we all kind of named it together. So I would say yes.
And I gather the name is also something of a tribute to local mythology. Can you explain what Naga Titan means?
So Naga Titan can be divided into two words. So Naga, in this case, refers to a mythological aquatic serpent that is often depicted in Southeast Asian mythology and folklore as a deity of its own. And I mean, it's a dinosaur with a long neck, a long tail, and this serpent, it kind of just fits.
Yeah.
A lot of sauropods use Titan.
Yeah.
And it refers to giants from the Greek mythology, so very big. So big serpent. And Chiapumensis is paying homage to the province it was found in.
I've got to say, Titiwut, as a kid who grew up in Thailand wanting to name a dinosaur from Thailand, you didn't miss.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's been... I didn't expect such a large reception for the new dinosaur. I was like, oh, well, it's not that big. But seeing how much interest it's generated globally and within Thailand has been very, very rewarding.
Well, best of luck with finishing that PhD thesis. And thank you very much for sharing your lab notes with me, Titiwut.
Thank you very much for your interest.
That was Titiwut Setapaniksakung, a PhD student at University College London. This episode of Lab Notes was made on Gadigal and Ngunnawal and Ngambri country, produced by Amy Briggs, and I'm Jonathan Webb. I'll catch you next week.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.